Drive with Julian Clover.
Getting you home.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Tomorrow is going to be World Prematurity Day, a day which is dedicated to raising awareness of prematurity and supporting families with premature babies. It's organised by Bliss, the charity. Lily Grace was born at 28 weeks due to severe preeclampsia. Her mother, Gillian, is on the line now. Gillian, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Thanks very much for speaking. So tell us a little bit about Lily Grace then. 28 weeks, that's, trying to do my maths in my head here, that's only two-thirds of the way or thereabouts, isn't it? It must have been, amongst everything else, just a dreadful shock for you.
Yes, it was very, very shocking, very terrifying.
Mm. So what happened? I guess that, you know, the pregnancy came on, but then it's so many elements to it, really, isn't there? First of all, I guess the worry as to what was then going to happen to Lily Grace.
Yes, I wasn't really sure whether she would survive when she was born. You know, you don't really know much about prematurity. It's such a shock to you.
Mm. How much did she weigh at birth?
2 pounds, 3 ounces.
That's just a bag of sugar, basically, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Yeah, and very small, one would imagine, as well.
Yes, I don't know her exact length, but she was very, very tiny. My husband could hold her in his hand.
Yeah, and you were transferred to Addenbrookes, how long were you with Lily Grace for in the hospital? Has there come a point when you sort of then go home and have to, I wouldn't say leave her behind, because presumably you'd want to visit her as much as possible?
Well, because I was poorly, Lily was transferred to Addenbrookes and I had to stay in Hinchinbrookes, so I was actually away from her for 2 days just after she was born.
Right. And what happened then? Obviously, I'm sure she was given fantastic care at Addenbrookes, but is it something you're not prepared for? Do they sort of then talk you through what the process is?
Yes, I mean, they're very, very informative. They tell you every sort of stage that she's going through. When I did first see her, they sort of said, you know, she's doing really well, but she's not out of the woods yet. She was on something called CPAP.
Right.
Which stands for a continual positive air pressure. And then they put her on to high flow oxygen.
So this was on some sort of ventilator, was it?
Yes. It's a low grade ventilator.
Yeah. How long did it then take before she was able to breathe on her own?
She had breathing assistance up until about 6 weeks.
Right.
She was off the oxygen.
Gosh, and challenging for all of that time. I should say, we'd almost tell the end of the story now, really, but before we continue talking to you. But she's now two, isn't she? And I guess she's doing pretty well, is she?
She's doing fantastically well. Her speech is a little bit behind, but yeah, she's a little madam.
I'm sure. And you, the speech thing, is that one of the factors, if you like, of you've gone through all of the issues involved in her being born ahead of time, but then there's a whole load of other issues that you then have to deal with going forward.
Yes, preemies are more susceptible to autism. Obviously, their ears were immature when she was born, so have they developed properly, which will obviously affect their hearing. Mm. They've got breathing issues sometimes. It's really a worry, a constant worry.
So an organisation, say, like Bliss, were they able to help you? I'm sure Addenbrookes did a good job as well, but in order really to guide you through all of this, which I guess you knew next to nothing about.
No, Bliss are fantastic. They provide you with leaflets, there's a magazine, and they give out DVDs so you can watch them, and sort of, it's very hard because you don't really understand how you're meant to be feeling, if you like.
Yes. And nobody had anybody in your family had a premature baby before? I guess it just sound like the sort of thing that if it happens to one family member, it might happen to another. Or
I couldn't comment on that.
No.
No, none of my family have had premature babies that I know of.
And how did you hear about Bliss in the first place? Because I guess, you know, you got so much on your mind when you were after Lily Grace was born.
They're at the hospital.
Right.
The hospital obviously gives you out these leaflets, and I believe the counsellor I spoke to was a Bliss lady as well. You know, they're fantastic people. You can ask for better.
That's good. Well, look, I'm really pleased that Lily Grace is doing so well now. That's really, really good. And I suppose, you know, well, if somebody, say, tonight, for the sake of argument, is rushed away to Addenbrookes, the baby's being born far too soon, what would you say to them? What would your if you like, one piece of advice be?
Talk to people. Don't be afraid to talk to the doctors and ask them questions. Find yourself a support group. There's brilliant groups online. Just talk to people.
Okay.
Don't hide your feelings.
Okay, well, Gillian, look, thank you very much for speaking to Cambridge 105 Radio this afternoon. Best wishes to you and to Lily Grace as well.
Thank you.
My pleasure. That's Gillian, who was talking about the charity Bliss. And if you want to find out more about what they do, do take a look at their website, which is bliss.org.uk. And if you feel so inclined, there's an opportunity to donate to the organisation there as well. It's 21 minutes away from 5.